Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert Sideviews, die Interviews zur Side City 2024, direkt aus Frankfurt.
Den Hinderniserkenner Rango von GoSense aus Frankreich hatten wir letztes Jahr schon mal ausführlich vorgestellt. Er wird nahe dem Stockgriff am Blindenstock befestigt und ist mit einer App verbunden. Über einen Kopfhörer hört man verschiedene Töne, je nach Entfernung des Hindernisses. Auch ist es möglich, die Richtung zu orten, da Hindernisse, die sich beispielsweise rechts von einem befinden, auch rechts im Kopfhörer zu hören sind. Der Mitarbeiter erklärt im Interview, dass etwa alle 6 Monate ein App-Update mit neuen Funktionen erscheint. Im Winter-Update war zum Beispiel eine Funktion enthalten, die darauf hinweist, wenn man den Stock für die perfekte Hinderniserkennung nicht richtig hält. Zeigt Rango aufgrund eines gedrehten Stockes nicht nach vorne, sondern eher nach unten, gibt es einen Hinweiston. Die Updates der App sind auch dann kostenlos, wenn man Rango schon vor einigen Jahren gekauft hat. Das bleibt auch in Zukunft so. Einen Händler in Deutschland gibt es noch immer nicht, es bestehen aber Kontakte zu Krankenkassen wegen einer Hilfsmittelzulassung. In etwa 6 Monaten könnte diese vorliegen. Für Rango gedacht, aber auch zu anderen Zwecken wie Navigation interessant, ist das zweite Produkt, das Headset Noah. Es hat einen Nackenbügel, daran an den Enden befestigt sind 2 kurze Kabel mit Ohrhörern. Diese hängt man sich übers Ohr. Ein Großteil des Ohres bleibt frei, sodass man die Umgebungsgeräusche relativ uneingeschränkt wahrnehmen, aber auch die Töne von Rango oder die Sprachausgabe des Smartphones hören kann. Noah wird inzwischen produziert und für 320 Euro angeboten. Der Preis erklärt sich durch die Eigenentwicklung, die Qualität und die Produktion in Frankreich in Lyon. Noah soll auch diverse Sensoren enthalten, sodass das Headset die Blickrichtung und so weiter erkennen kann. Womöglich könnte das auch für Apps wie Voice Vista interessant sein, wenn die Blick- bzw. Drehrichtung des Kopfes erkannt wird. Wann diese Funktionen endgültig implementiert und freigeschaltet werden, konnte der Mitarbeiter aber nicht sagen. Und damit geht es jetzt weiter mit dem Originalinterview und einem, wie ich finde, sehr freundlichen und netten französischen Mitarbeiter.
Now I'm here at GoSense and Seysel the Rango. It's a detection system for obstacles. Last year in the podcast we have many talked about this. Yeah, what's new with Rango this year?
So with Rango we have provided some new functionalities each and every 6 months around. So around the summer and winter you have a new and free update for the functionality. So with this new functionality it's whether you have an improvement of, for example, detection of the obstacles or you can have plenty new deal of options. For example, for the last updates that we have made last winter, we had an option to have a good maintain on the position of Rango. What does that mean? That means that if the device is not straight in the line with the cane and you twist your wrist on the left, on the right side, it will give you a warning. This warning has the opportunity to ensure you to have the good and fairly good position in the using of Rango. So that's one example for new functionalities that we provide. So the app of the update of the app is done straight directly from your store, so you don't have to worry about that. It will be sent directly and freely, of course. We don't charge any updates. If you have bought Rango 4 years ago and if you bought it last week, you will have exactly the same functionalities. So please don't worry to have an old Rango. We are not changing the wares. We are fairly ready for the future, mainly the 10 future years. You can have all the next functionalities without buying a new one.
Okay. And is it available in Germany? Do we have a distributor or have I have to buy?
Exactly. We are currently trying to work to start to deploy into the German market. Mm-hmm. We have already contacted the Kranken... Um, Krankenkassen, danke schön. Krankenkassen für alle diese Informationen. So all the informations are now in the hand of the Krankenkassen. We have to wait to have their validation. Normally in 6 months it will be done. All the further steps are validated. Of course, it's a class 1 product for medicine product, so it's validated in Germany too. And I think we are currently trying to find a new way of distribution. So slowly but likely next year we will be fully implemented in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Last year you have shown a very, very interesting headset. I think it's called Noor.
Absolutely.
What can you tell about this product?
So the Noor were still under production last year. You have a very, very good memory. Christian, bravo. And now the Noor is fully available after some production issues. It's now fully available. So it's totally connected with Rango. You can have next functionalities that will be implemented in the near future. I cannot tell you exactly what it is, but it's already inside the product and the device. So it will be totally mandatory to have the Noor to have the best experience with Rango in the near future.
And I think there are some sensors inside the Noor for the positioning.
You are very good. You are really well informed, Christian. I can hear that. So yeah, for managing the position. Normally, the Rango is clinked to the white cane. So of course, the position of the warnings coming from the cane, and we have to implement that directly from the position of the user. So with the Noor, we will have the position directly, and we will have a better detection in the near future. So, but I don't have any dates, sadly, to ensure you that it will be implemented.
But I can use a Noor for other applications too.
Absolutely. You can use it as a Bluetooth device, standard one. You can.
And then it knows where have my head in which direction I...
Not yet. No, not yet. It's a hidden function for the time being.
Okay.
Hopefully it will be activated soon enough.
There are some apps like Voice Vista where you can hear something left or right from you. So I think it could be a very interesting
Absolutely.
Use case.
You're totally right. And it's really great that you have all these options already in mind. But we have to work really great to have the best product at the first try. We don't want to make an update that is not complete and have a bad experience. So we are working hardly for the time being to implement that as soon as possible.
And the Noor headset is sold separately, and only the Noor can I buy, or always can, with Rango?
Yeah, you can buy it just separately. It's a normal order, so it's a product by itself. Of course, we are evaluating the Rango kit with the Rango device and the Noor, but you can provide it, you can buy it whatever you want, whether by our website or directly by asking us by an email or stuff like that.
Okay. And what does Noor cost?
And the price is €320.
Okay.
So it's a fairly high price, but it has been really well made and well thought for especially visually impaired people. And it's made in Europe, it's made in France, directly in our company in Lyon. So we are not cost-cutting and having the highest quality possible for our products.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Christian. It was really pleasant.
Das war ein Beitrag aus Sideviews, der Podcast rund um Technik und Hilfsmittel. Von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.sideviews.de. Ein Angebot des WBSB.